News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Complaints about clothes sizes have been going viral in recent days. One in particular, a post suggesting that one retailer's size medium adult female top is smaller than a children's age group 11 to 12 top. That got more than a million people irate on social media. With us is Marietta Doran to discuss whether or not all sizing should be standardised. Marietta, does this mean the EU stepping in and defining what every size actually is?
Yes, and I don't know if it's possible. Do I want it? Absolutely. Because would you believe, Anton, I went through my wardrobe yesterday and I pulled out a selection of blazers that have only been bought in the last couple of years, and all mine, and they range from sizes extra small to extra large. Now, I'm a size 12, but if I'm going shopping, I need to pull in sizes into the changing room at least three. I need to bring three in with me. So I need to bring in a size 10, size 12, size 14, and even sometimes a size 16. So it's ridiculous. It makes it very difficult to actually buy clothes in your size.
But is that because
they're not all the same?
Is it lack of standardization, or is it that in women's clothing, they ask a single size to do an awful lot of legwork, whereas in men's tailoring, you order things by about three different sizes to fit the body's length and shape?
Yeah, there could be that, but I don't see the difference really, because if I'm a size 12, why can't I go into one shop and be a size 12 and be a size 12 in the next shop? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Does it matter,
if I'm a size 12, which is an average size, may I add, and I'm going in and I'm pulling in sizes like 14, 16, it does matter, especially with now buying online, because it means that you have to order extra sizes to try them all on. It would make it a lot easier if I know, hey, I'm a size 12, so that should be a size medium. Then why am I buying extra small, or in a blazer, an extra large? And don't even get me started on jeans and trousers. They are next to impossible, honestly. Like, I actually, the other day, I pulled out, I bought a pair of jeans recently enough, and I bought the same pair, but different pattern, different print. And would you believe, one is bigger than the other? Like, seriously, one fits me better because one is smaller, a little bit tighter on the waist. And I was only talking about this with my friend the other day, and I was showing her the jeans. I was like, imagine, these are the exact same style from the exact same store, the exact same size, but yet they fit me differently. How does that work? You know,
now, is part of it, do you think, that the retailers or the brands do it deliberately because they think their customers may be flattered by discovering that they are smaller than they thought?
Yes, yes, I would definitely believe that, because that actually did happen recently enough. I went into a shop and I ended up going down a size. I was like, and I was on one of those days where I was like, I was after having a very fun weekend, let's just put it that way. And here I am going down a size. I was like, oh, wow, did I magically lose weight over the weekend? And it was a wedding weekend. And, you know, there's drinking, there's eating, all sorts. But like, it's crazy to me. I just don't understand it. And I don't understand how it's so difficult. I mean, at one stage, I would never go into Zara and buy jeans or trousers. That was just, they were a place that I couldn't fit their jeans or trousers. Now it's okay. I don't know what's happened. You know, obviously something has changed in there, which is really good, by the way.
And presumably that's the case, though, with a lot of shoppers, that they would know the sizing of different brands and adjust their expectation accordingly.
Exactly. But then I'm in conversation a few months ago with a girl that is a very petite size girl, and I'm gloating about now fitting into Zara jeans and trousers. And she's telling me, oh, my goodness, I can't fit them. They're too big for me now. So, you know, where it's looking after one size, it's then alienating another size, if you know what I mean. I just don't understand why it can't be the same size across the board.
Well, if you have a view... Sorry, Marietta, I was just saying, if anybody else listening has a view, 53106 or 087 1400 106. Marietta, thank you very much for your time this morning. Marietta Doran there, fashion expert.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.